Welcome back to White Court, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons are 4-2 winners here tonight against the White Court Wolverines. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. And we're joined now on the postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, a sigh of relief getting a W, but a great performance here tonight from your side.
Well, there's a sigh of relief on a number of different fronts for us. We finally had some forwards that scored, albeit one line scored all four of our goals. But you know what, really, when I look back right now, as it's fresh in my mind, really thought that today was a tale of two games. I thought that we dominated the first 27 minutes, probably as complete as we've been all year. Thought we were physical, got in on forecheck. I thought we hemmed them in at times. We outshot them. And then for whatever reason, what happens is guys just, you know, start turning the page. And especially in the second period, three or four times, we had opportunities to get pucks deep, and our defense wanted to change. We turned it over, and now our defense get caught flat-footed. You know, they get some zone time. We got tired bodies out there, and then they get a little momentum. They played more or similar to what White Court's known for probably in the second half. They were a lot physical. They spun a lot in the corners, and they had great opportunities. But, you know, in order to win, you have to have everybody going. And I thought Suds was good. I thought that our defense did a good job moving the puck, and for the most part, we liked our forwards. So, I mean, it's great. And you know, while we didn't put necessarily a ton of pressure on the guys, I think getting 40 wins is important for us. That's back-to-back years, which says a lot about the group that we have. And also today was our 20th win on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have 29 games basically on the road, because, I guess 31 if the showcase or whatever it is. But, you know, to get 20 wins is important, because in order to be successful in the playoffs, you have to win on the road. So we pride ourselves on playing a simple game and a different type of game on the road. And full credit to the 20 guys that dressed today, and also the guys that were out. You know, it's been a tough couple weeks here. A lot of self-doubt starts to creep into your dressing room and that. But like I said, full credit to the boys tonight.
You get the quick start, Tom, and you go up 2-0. I believe you have 80 first period goals now. It's been your best period all season. How important is it, or was it tonight, to get a quick start and to get that confidence going and to get that goal from a forward?
Well, it's one thing to play well, and then once you get rewarded, that's sort of the cherry on top. And I thought that we played well, and then Fraser got us going with a great pass from Will, and then, you know, Will scores on the power play again, and you know, especially teams came into play again tonight. But it's good, and you know, it's like when you do a job and you don't see any results, sometimes you figure, okay, why am I doing this job? And so for our players to get rewarded 2-0, then to go up 3-0, and then, you know, even when it was 3-2, I thought that we did a fairly good job of clamping down. Suits came up with some big stops. All in all, there's a lot of good you know, facets of the game that we can take out of tonight.
Eric Sudor gets the shootout loss on Thursday to start the road trip, but I thought he was great in that game. Maybe even better tonight. But his play gearing up for the postseason, how important is it for him to be in top form?
Well, it is. And, you know, and while the game on Thursday was tough, I don't think he necessarily had a ton of quality scoring chances to handle. I thought we did a good job Thursday night. Tonight he probably had a lot more grade A chances. They wrapped the net a lot. They used east-west on us below the goal line, so that's something that we'll have to be aware of. But you want all of your players hitting full stride when it comes time to playoffs, and it's no secret that, you know, every championship team starts from the net out. So for Eric, we actually had a talk, him and I, and we sort of planned out what we were going to do these last five games, and the plan was for us to, you know, give him probably two this weekend. And you know, goaltenders are kind of quirky. So, you know, for Eric, listen, while Chris Kerr, you know, has been phenomenal for us this year, we all understand that Suds is going to be our guy come game one of the playoffs. So it's, he'll, you know, in consultation with us, we'll see how next weekend we'll play, but you want him to be as sharp as he can.
Will Conley gets some looks on the back end on the power play this over the last couple of games here. Gets the big goal tonight. Do you like that look?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it's a little bit out of necessity. I thought that one of our normals on the power play struggled the last couple weeks. So, you know, one of our defensemen didn't necessarily get any power play time tonight. And then Curtis Roach out of the lineup. You want to see how versatile guys are. And throughout the course of the year, we've used Will back there just basically from a point of view of, you know, on the entries because of his speed. We can gain the zone a little bit easier. And then he's got that heavy shot as well. And it's unfortunate that he couldn't have scored that third one there when he was all by himself. But I'm sure that Will would be the first to tell you that, you know, it's important for him to get a couple goals. But more importantly for us to get 2 points.
And Tom, now heading home for your final two home games of the regular season, what will be the message to the group as you finish up the regular season schedule?
It's been such a discombobulated February. I mean, we haven't had a full week of practice. We have, you know, what was it, our 12th game in 24 days or something
crazy.
Like that? It's been a crazy month. So now for the next 2 weeks, we get back to some normal looks where, you know, we'll get tomorrow off, and then we'll get to practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know, get ready for Wycorp, but also for the playoffs. And then the following week, it's a little bit of a shortened week because playoffs will start on the Thursday. But I like the fact that, you know, we'll have a normal weeks long of practice, and we've got some things that we need to address and some things that we have to fine tune in order to be ready for our first round, whoever that is. But, you know, this was a grind, and you can sort of tell the guys are getting a little bit tired. We had a couple road trips in with those games, and, you know, everybody likes a routine. And when you're thrown out of that routine, it's always interesting to see how your team responds. But for us to get this one tonight, our third game in three nights, I thought was key.
Well, big congratulations on the win tonight, Tom, and congratulations on the 40th win of the season once again.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.